So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing. You're joining me for The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. My next guest has a bunch of different inspirational business ideas for you. She is a fascinating individual with more than one business. So welcome, Shauna Peters.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Where are we today? Where is the show? What state are you in? What country are you in?
I'm in Vancouver, BC, Canada. That's where I'm in. That's where I'm at right now. Yeah.
Nice. Yes. Is it rainy or sunny?
Super rainy.
Yeah. It's rainy in California today. It's kind of nice actually.
Cool.
That's awesome. We don't get it very often. Oh. Yeah. So tell me a little bit. I was interested in the cleaning business to begin with. Tell me a little bit about that and what it does and what it's like.
Yeah, sure. It has been in works since about, it started off as fun, and it started in about like in 2015. That's when it kind of started. I think it started with a logo. I had a friend make that for me, and I thought it was really cute because she made the little duck. And well, because I said, like it's called Lucky Duck Cleaning.
Okay.
and it all kind of started as a joke with family and friends, because it's just, it came up a lot in my world. You know, people would call me Lucky or Lucky Duck growing up and stuff like that. And then friends coming along into my life, we would have little jokes about like Lucky Ducks basically. And then I had an inspiration. I went to Croatia.
Uh-huh.
And I was meeting like amazing people. And there was this.
Wow.
Yeah, there was this lady, and she was super cool, super amazing, and she started showing me pictures of her business, and she said that she'd created a cleaning business, and then she got all the contracts to Porsche, and I was like, oh, cool, and then she just showed me and told me, like, all about her business, and so when I came back to Canada, I was like, oh, I'm going to create a cleaning business and see what I can do. So that's where the inspiration came from.
Wow. Yeah.
And so also because I know.
Do you coordinate or do you get people to clean and you set it all up and then you just kind of help figure out what people want and match them? Or how does that work?
I kind of really like the creation of business or things or entities. So I've created a lot of things. And then as for the business itself, I love the part of social media, marketing, promotions, networking, advertising, making all the posters and everything and the logos and like taking photos of the work that I do, because I know how to clean, and then my product is top of the line as well. So what I do is I like take, like I kind of do everything, like everything that I can. And then I'm learning as I go through each step on what is required. If I do need to hire people, if I am looking for help, what kind of clients I am targeting and looking at, which it started off just being residential, but then I just started getting a bunch of Airbnbs.
Wow.
So then I decided to just like, yeah. So then I just decided to specialize in Airbnbs. And then I've had a lot of conversations with very inspirational people and friends, and they're just, you know, when you have conversations with people, sometimes things just get created just through words and it shows up and appears. So I'm having I have a project actually out of town, which I go to on the weekends, and it's this house. And it's so funny because if I could just make up my mind, maybe I'd get what I was asking for, but it's kind of it's a project. It's basically a house. And I always say that I'd like to get the final clean, like final clean of houses. And this is kind of like that, but it's kind of like renovating and restructuring the house, and I get to go in there and help and clean. And it's kind of building, or yeah, it's kind of restructuring a house from the bottom, from the foundation to the top. So that's something I'm just kind of focusing on.
Yeah. That is it's just so generative the way you talk about it too.
Oh, cool. Yeah. And I like the fun thing that I'd like to continue doing is creating products and being able to have that available for people who just love the little logo of the duck. I've done that with other, if you like the duck, then you can give it a like and, you know, buy a cup or something.
You you know, one of the things that you said to me, Shauna, in the pre-chat, which I don't even know if you kind of were aware of how this sets you apart, but you actually said, oh, you have a new phone. I love new technology.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that approach to technology, because for me, like, I would say I'm neutral, which is an interesting way of saying it, but I'm kind of like, okay, technology exists. I can't ignore it, right? Mm-hmm. But with you, it's very different. It sounds so like you're able to have it be a contribution.
Well, it is a total contribution because it's, there's a whole, like, it's constantly being updated, and you can go for the best operating system and you can have fun with everything that is being created. So if you like your photography, if you like your photos, if you like whatever it is that you're doing, and it's just random, like you can take random photos of your food or your coffee or your dog or your animals and post it on Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, whatever. And people love, like, for the most part, everything. Like, they love, like, cute little puppies or cats or whatever, animals, or, you know, some people take tons of selfies and then they can generate a following and a liking, and they can get tens of thousands of people liking their photos just on a selfie. But it depends on how you'd like to use your technology. And so, like, for me, technology is very generative because I somehow create, sometimes I'm able to generate a lot of cell phones, laptops, TVs, iPads, whatever it is. And what I do with that is I'll take it, look at it, use it, I'll use it, and then I'll be like, oh, okay, so maybe somebody else would like this and I'll sell it. Or what I'll do is I'll buy a laptop and I know that it'll depreciate, and I know that there's people out there who can use it well, so I'll sell it for, let's just say, like $100 or $2, but then I'll go and buy a new one for, like, for example, let's just say $600, and I'm giving myself a discount from the money that I made from the old laptop that I had. And I just continuously upgrade my technology because it is upgrading. Laptops last for, you know, anywhere from, it depends on what you use it for, a couple years. And then you can, if you'd like to, you could just regenerate your technology. Depends on what you want to use it for. That's what I do. I have fun with it.
That is so cool. I love that as an approach. Let me ask you a question about websites, because I'm working on a website for the podcast business I have. So the Erica Glessing Show has a website, and my publishing has a website. I'm having a little bit of trouble having the website match my vision of it. You know what I mean? And so what do you recommend for somebody, like, if they have as many ideas as we do? to have their website kind of really reflect, to be a big contribution, because when they aren't, they're so hideous for me.
And it's cool because what comes up for me when you say that is the colors and the visualization that you would like to have. So for example, with me, when I think of, because I do a lot of marketing and advertising, so I'll first of all, look at everything around you on the outside, and like you can see visually what stimulates you. So for me, I think I saw this on Google a while ago, and it was like a turquoise, blue, green, beautiful color that was a circle, and it has kind of like, well, now I get like a visualization of like maybe bubbles or whatever, and it's like an almost like a beautiful sea color. And for me, I'd be like, okay, so I would love my next poster to reflect that, or, you know, the background on your website or the background on your podcast, whatever it is. And then if you have that visualization and the energy of it, and then when you go to create it, then maybe that energy can be instilled in it no matter what. And it can be difficult. Like, so what I do is I use what is available. So I'll go on Canva, for example, and I'll be like, I'll look through all the things that they have there, like all of the samples or whatever it is you can buy. And I'll be like, oh, I like this color, but it might not be that turquoise color. It might be something like yellow, you know,
wow,
but
that's
I'm like,
so
okay,
cool.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm like, okay, I'm going to use this.
Yeah, awesome. You know? So you can use the next time to maybe just tell us how people can reach you and find out more about you and maybe learn from you some social media strategies. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm available on all social media platforms. I don't really use Twitter that much, but I'm on for the cleaning. It's Lucky Duck Cleaning on Instagram. On Facebook, my name is Shauna Dion. And then basically Lucky Duck Cleaning is on Facebook as well. So it's all just across the board for
awesome.
Instagram and Facebook.
Thanks
for coming. Thanks so much. I hope that helped.